Yet Greg was still being Greg. He posted numerous pictures of himself with attractive women wrapped all over him. Paul guessed those were more for the edification of Dahlia or others who might have wondered if Greg was broken up about the dissolution of his marriage. Not likely, at least on the surface. If Greg did have anything to do with the disappearance of Dahlia, he had already set up a defense for himself. He had moved on, counselor. Ask your next question. There was one thing that most people knew about former police detective Paul Adler. He hated sitting at a desk and digging through copious records. That's not what he was as an investigator. No, he liked to talk with people and get a reading of truth or lies. He could read people and knew if they were feeding him a line of bullshit. After playing around on the computer for a while, he got up and paced the living room of his small house. He needed to get out and hit the bricks. Since it was past noon now, he swapped out of his cools for an open pack of Camels. Then he shoved his flask into his left inside jacket pocket and headed for the door. He still had a concealed carry permit, so he covered the Glock on his right hip with his Columbia jacket shell. Mary Ryan agreed to meet Paul at the house she shared with her girlfriend in the South Hills of Eugene, almost directly up the hill from the University of Oregon campus. He noticed something immediately when he pulled down the dead-end road where Mary's house sat. Either the restaurant was doing much better than she let on, or she had also inherited her father's old house. Houses on that street had to run well past half a million. Based on his quick research, he knew the truth. Parking the Crown Vic in front of the third car garage, Paul got out and stamped out half a Camel against the wet pavement. Mary met him at the front door, a massive and ornate real wood 8-footer, and she crossed her arms over her chest. She had changed from her black dress and yoga pants into a pair of green duck's sweats, her feet covered in pink stockings. Paul took off his boots once inside and immediately noticed his right big toe visible in a hole in his white tube socks. "It's a good day for coffee, Mr. Adler," Mary said. "Could I brew you a cup?"
"My given name is Paul."
She smiled at him.
"Coffee would be great," he said, and thought about how he might sneak some rum into the cup of Joe.
He followed her into the dining area off the kitchen, where both would have an amazing view of the valley below, Paul suspected, if the damn rain would ever stop.
"This is a nice place," he said, instinctively taking a place at the table with a view of the room and the front door.
"I know what you're thinking, Paul," she said.
"That's funny, because I don't even know what I'm thinking."
"About this place, I mean." She bit her lower lip.
"Tax records still show it in your father's name," he said. "I'm guessing you're watching it for him."
"You're quick and thorough."
"Most of my ex-girlfriends would agree with the first part of that statement."
He shifted his eyes at her, not even attempting a smile.
"I'm guessing this is a smoke-free home?"
"It is," Mary agreed. "Do you need to step out?"
"No, I just like to know the rules. Why don't you show me to your bedroom so I can see Dahlia's personal items?"
"We have separate bedrooms," Mary said.
"Seriously? I thought that came after a number of years of marriage."
"You're funny, Paul, but I told you we are just girlfriends."
Paul got up and said, "Hey, I'm the least judgmental person you'll ever meet."
"Well, not true. I'll judge the crap out of you, but I don't mean anything by it.
I must say, though, that you and your girlfriend are not my normal lesbian clients."
Mary let this one slide. "Why is that?"
"You look like a good match. You're both relatively good-looking if you're into that whole granola scene. Most lesbos I come across are as butch as my mechanic."
She smiled.
"What, you don't like my use of the term lesbo?"
"Not particularly, but that's not it. My mechanic is one of those butch lesbians."
"Are you part of the gay mafia?"
"Mr. Adler," she came across like his old first-grade teacher, "it's just a coincidence. There happens to be a lot of gay and lesbian folks."